The wackiest Final Four in NCAA history gets underway tomorrow in Houston, with number 3 seed Connecticut taking on number 4 Kentucky, a match that wasn't too hard to predict. But what about number 8 Butler battling number 11 Virginia Commonwealth University? So hard to predict that in ESPN.com's bracket tournament, only 2 people out of nearly 6 million got it right. Joe Perlman of East Brunswick, New Jersey is one of them. And Joe, we understand you picked Virginia Commonwealth really even before they were in.
Well, 64 teams make the tournament officially, but now they let 4 teams play off to get into the final 64. So USC and VCU had to play each other to get into the final 64. So when you selected the bracket, you saw VCU-USC, and that's all you saw. You just clicked on it. Where the once they got into the 64, VCU popped into the draw. You were with them for the whole tournament.
Isn't that something? So you've decided on these teams, even though, you know, with Virginia Commonwealth, for instance, they didn't come up on any of the computer rankings, you know, when they put in all sorts of information. And as some bloggers have said, they didn't pass the eye test. You know, they'd lost to Northeastern, Georgia State, South Florida. There are a lot of people who didn't think they should even be in the tournament.
You talk about the eye test. I'm saying seeing is believing, because they've certainly shown how they can play.
Yeah. As another commentator says, they are the Susan Boyle of the tournament. But where do you go from here? So who have you picked to win the 2 matches this weekend, and who have you picked to go all the way?
I picked VCU to go all the way.
Really?
They are to play Kentucky if everything goes as planned in my bracket.
Now, what happens with the ESPN.com brackets if you win? How much do you stand to win?
$10,000 for the winner, and it's $5,000 for second place.
If you win the $10,000, what are you going to do with it?
My feeling is that this would be good money, maybe even to send my son to VCU with.
Well, boy, if they win and you had faith in them from the beginning, I think he'd be welcome with open arms.
Well, thanks. Well, I'll tell you what. It's true, I didn't know about VCU when the tournament started, but I certainly am seeing and believing right now.
Right, so are a lot of people. Joe Perlman, one of 2 out of 6 million people in ESPN.com's brackets to pick the Final Four. Joe, thanks and good luck.
Thank you, Robin. It's been a pleasure.